This call is being recorded.
We always do. There is a pillar of light here in the room. Also, in wherever you are, you also have a pillar of light. So allow your consciousness now to move into that pillar of light. It helps often to get the sense of separating from your body, to go out through your third eye center. So if you place your consciousness in your head, as if you were looking out through your forehead, out into the world, see that third eye center as a doorway or a window, and let your consciousness move out through that window or doorway, through the third eye, out into the room, wherever you are, and then turn around and see your physical body. Get the sense of being outside of the physical form. Once you have that, begin to rise up in the pillar of light. See yourself floating up, rising up, pillar of light. There may be myriad of colors all around you as you rise up. Continue to rise up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere, and you can turn around now and you can look back down and see the Earth. See the beautiful planet. The planet now, as we see the planet, from our vantage point, from those of the ships, and from all of those that are witness to this transition that is occurring on the planet now. As you look back down now, see the beauty of this planet. See the planet moving through its own transition, its own ascension process. See it turning into this beautiful crystalline planet. And see the light, the violet light now, spreading out across the planet. Beautiful violet flame, burning the entire Earth with this violet flame, purging it of all the darkness that is yet there. Seeing the darkness become illuminated by the light. As you are looking at this, see all of the flickers within all of the people of the planet. The flickers, the flame that burns within each individual being. Some burn more than others. Some are just simply a flicker at this point. But see those flickers, those flames coming on more and more, spreading across the planet. And as a flame or a light comes on, it illuminates whatever darkness is around it. See each individual being lighting up whatever darkness is there. Know that you are the light. You are the love. You are spreading the light and love and oneness. You are the consciousness, the collective consciousness of the planet. And the collective consciousness of the planet and the planet are one. You're all in this together. See now as you look across the planet, see all that is occurring as consciousness continues to rise. See that moment when that pulse of energy comes from the galactic central sun and pierces through the atmosphere of the Earth into the surface of the planet. And at that point, all that is below and all that is above, all of the energies come together and compress onto the surface, compressing out whatever darkness is yet left. And know that at that point, you have shifted entirely onto a new timeline. A new timeline of your own creation. Timeline that is the new golden age. See now all across the planet, wherever they might be, wherever they would sow hatred, see them feeling the love now. See them embracing the light. If they are holding weapons, see them dropping those weapons. Replace it with a handshake or a hug. For those that are their enemies now, or what they believe are their enemies, they will someday call brother and sister. For all of us are one. We have always been one. We always will be one. Now, if you will, for just a moment, see all the people across the planet now holding hands. Get hands across America, hands across the world. Hands across the entire planet. The brothers and sisters all coming together. Holding hands, reaching out with love, with light. Clasping one another's hands. Forming a chain of billions of people around the planet. In so doing, see all of the light also within each one, flickering, burning, a violet flame within each person, coming alive, coming online once again. As these flames are flickering and burning, see the connection with the energy lines, the energy ley lines everywhere. The human condition becomes a part of the planetary condition. The energies rising together as one. See this as your new golden age of Gaia. Allow yourselves now, from wherever you find yourself, to begin to drift back toward the pillar of light that you rose up in, move back down that pillar, back toward your physical body. Always remember to bring that energy, that light, that feeling that you had, even for just a moment, bring it back into your physical form. Let your physical form be imbued with this light, this energy, this sense of oneness. Yes, in some cases, a sense of bliss that you may have felt. You may have even felt tears at one point. But they are tears of happiness. Tears of love. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. fully revitalized and refreshed. Yes, as many of you know, I am Saint Germain. I am here now with you to continue this program that we started some time ago, that we all started some time ago. When I speak of time now, I speak of the many lifetimes, the myriad of lifetimes we have had together, many of us. All of the changes and shifts that are occurring throughout the planet that you are the catalyst for. As you came here to go about your various missions, going about those missions you are doing, you've been experiencing much, much in your own personal lives as you have moved through this particular life. Many of you have had various illnesses, have had various confrontations in your life, obstacles that you have needed to overcome. Many of you have arrived now at this point. Many of the obstacles have been overcome. Now you stand at the threshold of a new life, of a new shift in consciousness that many of you are feeling now at this point. You are feeling the energies swirl around you. In many cases, those energies enter you as well. You feel the energies move into you. In some cases, it is foreign to you, but in other cases, many of you welcome those energies. You know of those energies. You have felt them before, not here in this evolution, but you have felt them from wherever you came from. In those times that you came from other systems, and in those systems, all that you did at that time to overcome the processes that were involved then, you are now facing those same processes, those same obstacles that you once faced and that you once overcame. I speak now of those of you that are the system busters, the ones that have moved from system to system, planet to planet. You have heard the saying, you've been there and done that before. You have. Many of you, most of you have done this before. And it only takes now a remembrance. Those memories are beginning to come back to many of you. Those that have not received the memories, you will. You are destined to remember. You came here to remember. You came here to remember the ancient mysteries, the ancient knowledge. As you remember the ancient knowledge, you are then able to impart it to all of those around you, to all of those that would listen, that would lend an ear, that would even allow you to just whisper. As they receive this whisper, it then opens something within them. And the light be within them, the flame within them begins to flicker more. They, just as you have, then seek out more understanding, more remembrances themselves. This is how the light spreads from one to another, until one day you will witness hands across the planet, as I have shared. Not figuratively, necessarily, but ideologically. So it is time for all of you to begin to do this visualization process. Each and every day, visualize the world that you want. Visualize the changes that you are looking for. Know as the energies continue to move into you, it will move you into a higher level of consciousness, into those higher vibrations. And in those higher vibrations, you will find the necessity to then find the quiet time within you. Allow that quiet time to move you into a new level of understanding within you. This is the promise for all of you. This is why you are here. This is why we are here working with you. Helping you, assisting you, to assist us. Many of you are awaiting the announcement of Nisara. Many of you are awaiting the announcement of the revaluation of currencies. I tell you now that is close, all of it. Before this can come into fruition completely, before you can fully realize this dream, those ones that have blocked this up to now must be removed one way or another. And once they have been, once they are no longer in control, then you will realize your dreams. Your dreams, our dreams, of a new golden age here upon the planet. Do all that you can now to continue to awaken your brothers and sisters. Any way that you can, any way that you feel guided. Do not shy away from this. Become the warriors of Archangel Michael, the warriors of peace and love. For you, each and every one of you, are the light on this planet. I am Saint Germain. I leave you now with the violet flame purging within each and every one of you. Feel it now. Know that it has moved into you. It is purging out whatever the old paradigm and programming within you that no longer serves.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Everybody awake? Everybody with us? Yes?
Yes.
Do we hear yes?
Yes.
Yes? Very good. It is important for you to feel awakened. That is why we are saying that now. Not that you have fallen asleep in terms of while you are here, but that you are feeling awakened yourselves. You, each one, are awakened. You are awakened to all that is occurring on the planet, all that is happening here. You are awakened to the energies moving within you. You are awakening to the memories that are coming back to you. All those instances that you have moved through and had moved through your being in past times, you are reawakening all of this. This is the awakening of a new golden age within you and outside of you, a part of you. So know this. Not a single one of you is still asleep. Not a single one of you has not awakened. Some may feel like they are awakened a little bit more than others. Others may feel like they are still somewhat asleep. Whatever, it does not matter. You are who you are. So allow the process that has taken over here and is moving within each one of you and swirling all around you, allow that to continue to do so. Allow yourself to find that peace within the swirling around you, that eye of the hurricane that we have spoken of so many times. It is so important now, as the changes continue to increase and increase, and the revealings continue to be brought forward, because you are in that calm before the storm right now, and the storm is coming. The storm is already beginning to rage around you, and you are that calm within it. And it is important for you to allow the storm to happen. But as it is happening, find wherever there is instances where you can be of service, because that is what you are here to do, to be of service. The times of service to self are moving, are being replaced with service to others. And this is where you are moving to. This is the consciousness as it is developing within you and outside of you as a collective. So allow this process, allow the orchestration to happen. Let everything be as it needs to be. Do not be concerned, because everything is exactly as it needs to be. Do you have questions here for One Who Serves? You can unmute your phones if you are not already done so.
Hello, One Who Serves.
Do you have questions?
Yes. Hello, beloved. Hello. I've recently a young lady in my village is awake. I guess I was sent to her, or she was sent to me, and I waited for her to invite me around to her house so I can explain about everything from the beginning. So basically, I was going about doing my missionary work as a young disciple, and a few times she put me off, and I thought, well, it's okay, I'll just hang on in there. And eventually she did say, come on round, I really want to learn. So I've gone round to her house, and I've expressed everything out on the table to her, but not too much to frighten her, on the contrary. But she was so, I could see this flame in her heart. I could see this spark. She's now asking me more and more questions. She wants to learn more and more. And I told her to also go out and spread the word. But then I wanted to talk to say she's on some form of antidepressants. And another friend of mine's partner is on these antidepressants. And they asked me, when this galactic pulse wave comes then, Rhea, what's going to happen with these tablets, you know, the way we're thinking? And I said, obviously, if you can get off them now, that would be more beneficial for you. But I believe when the galactic pulse wave comes, you won't feel like you'll need anything like that again. That will be taken away from you. It will be removed from your consciousness. I don't know if I got that right. Please tell me, did I give them the right information? Because I really don't want to give them the wrong information. Thank you.
Sounds wonderful as you are giving here, and certainly as these waves of energy keep increasing, even prior to the pulse of energy, as we were speaking about, the event, the changeover, even prior to that, these things, these waves that are coming in are increasing energies, increasing consciousness across the planet. So more and more of these individuals that are relying on the various medicinal products and allopathic medicine and all of these things, they will begin to drop this of their own because they will realize that it is not indicative to their health. It is only a part of the programming that they have believed is helpful to their health. You see, that is the difference. And they will drop it more and more. And certainly as the changeover happens fully, then all of this will be a thing of the past and you will already begin to have those various technologies that have been held back, and they will be released to the public at large here. So all of this is part of the transition, and know that this is part of the transition. You are moving through this transition, and as you move through it, you are going from lower vibrational frequencies into higher vibrational frequencies. And in these higher vibrational frequencies, all of those things that have been part of the programming, part of the old three-dimensional illusion will drop off. And you will find that you are experiencing the new higher levels of consciousness. And in these higher levels, you will not have the various items and things that have plagued you up to this point that were part of that programming. We speak now of your discussion earlier about the use of weapons and guns and all of this, and this will take care of itself as part of the transition. It is important for you to know that it is a sense of freedom that is going on here, or a sense of lack of freedom, depending on how you look at it. And as you move through this transition, you are going to move to a point where all of this becomes a completely moot point here. You see?
Absolutely. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you so much.
Other questions here?
Yeah. Hi, this is Anthony. I have a question.
Yes.
If the lady in the room wants to go first.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. We have a question, a concern from Terry. She wants to know what can you say about the Mushaba race, as she feels that they are part of her origin.
What we can tell you about this particular race is they are ancient. They are here to be of assistance to the planet, just as many other races are, the Pleiadians, the Syrians, the Andromedans and the Arcturians and so on and so on, many, many, a lot of the Aeons. And they are here to assist the human race. Many of the Mushaba race are in the process of watching. They are here to observe. And at points, though, they are able to not interfere, but intervene in certain situations. And they intervene when there is one of their own that are part of this process and are needing some intervention in some way. And this particular one who is asking this question is a part of this particular race, is a part of that understanding and level of consciousness. But they have not quite come yet to, this person has not quite yet come to the full understanding and remembrance of their origin here, other than the point that they know they are a part of this. Okay. There is an energy that comes from this Mushaba race particularly, an energy that they are bringing. And this is part of the whole, part of the entire orchestration that is occurring here. Many of the races are bringing these energies in various ways. And it is, again, it is all part of the whole. Okay?
Thank you.
Other question now? There was one earlier here.
Hi, yes, I want to say this is Anthony.
Yes.
My question is, what does the Galactic Federation and you and Prime Creator see as the process for humanity in terms of moving towards everyone becoming vegan after the event? Also stopping the hunting and the fur trade and other things of this nature. How long, what will be the immediate effect of the event on these things, and what steps and how can we help in this?
This is all, as we said earlier, is part of the transition here. And as you are moving through this transition and consciousness is raising and vibrations are raising, you will find that all of this will begin to take care of itself here, in terms of there will be no more desire to harm any life being of any kind, whether it be plant or animal or human being. There will be no reason to want to do this anymore. So therefore, the use of or the falseness, you might say, of working with the animals and allowing the destruction or the horrific destruction in many cases of their bodies to allow for the consumption in terms of meat for the human being will no longer be. Because even the animals themselves will find that they will no longer be carnivorous as well. This is, again, as the transition occurs, as ascension process continues on, all of this will take care of itself. It is all, again, part of the orchestration. Many of you are already finding that you are no longer wanting to imbibe in the taking of animal flesh in any way. And as your consciousness continues to increase, the desire for this will also decrease. So this is all going to be part of the process and already is part of the process, as many of you have already begun to move in that direction. And if you have not fully moved in that direction, there is no reason to feel any guilt about this. It is just simply what it is. And as you feel the guidance, as you feel the calling to move away from the old programming that you have become a part of, then you will find that you will easily move into this, as opposed to feeling like you are directed to move into this, you see?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Other questions here?
I have a question from one of our phone audience again, from David. He says that during one of the most recent seminars from Cryon of Magnetic Service, he said that planet Earth will go through a mini ice age and will receive a radiation shower from the galactic central sun. As a result, humans will receive 10% DNA upgrade on our bodies from the radiation dose. We already know that the mini ice age already happened when the Arctic Blitz ran over the U.S. earlier this year. Will the 10% DNA upgrade happen this year, 2018? And what changes will we feel on our bodies and on our spiritual health?
As you are moving through this particular year, you are already beginning to feel these changes. You may not know them in terms of a direct DNA shift in consciousness, but you are beginning to feel the results of these energies that are coming into the planet. And these energies are going to continue to move into the planet as these waves that we have been speaking of, leading into many, what you would call various mini events, and leading to the more major event that will occur. So as all of this is happening, you will continue to feel these increases in vibration, increases in consciousness, and everything will continue to take care of itself. There is no reason for you to feel any concerns whatsoever, other than to know that, yes, it is true, there is destruction going on here. Part as your three-dimensional illusion is being brought down, being destructed. You are the ones that are destroying it, though. You are the ones that are bringing it down upon the heads of the cabal. And much has gone into attempting to turn many of them to the light, or encourage many of them to turn to the light, but you can only push so far here, and many have turned away from the light. And that is their choice. So know that it is just a continuing process that is going to continue to occur for a little bit yet, and then you will begin to see many different shifts that are occurring, many revealings are coming forward, and it is going to be, it is almost like it is coming from all different sides here. And the cabal is being corralled, you might say, from all the different directions. So does this answer this question? Maybe a little bit more, but...
No, you don't give dates, but he wants to know if it would happen, the DNA upgrade happened this year, 2018.
We are saying yes to that. It is in the process. But that is not something that you will necessarily know directly in terms of being able to say, well, now we have gone through this change and I am now 10% greater than I was.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Will our blessings climb closer to the summer solstice, or the spring solstice, rather?
We did not hear that fully question there.
The spring solstice that will be in March the 20th. Will most of this cabal be took down and our blessings coming forth close to that time?
We can tell you without coming into sense of time frame and all of this, because you always must understand that our level of time and no time is different than your idea of time here on the planet, as you measure your time differently than what is measured at the higher vibrations and higher dimensions. So in answer directly, more directly to your question, by that point, there will be many revealings that have come forth. And we can say that much at that point will be in motion. This is why we have said in terms of your next advance here, that is your schedule for April as we find it. Actually, that was the time that we gave James here to do this. So we have said, though, based on what has occurred by then, we'll determine the programming that will be in that advance. So in that knowing, we are saying that there will be a great many shifts and changes that are going to likely, based on possibility and probability that is occurring right now in this moment, based on that, there will be many changes that will have happened by that point. Yes?
I have another question. I have felt the presence of my dad that ascended 22 years ago a lot in the last month. Can you give me confirmation that that is what I'm feeling, that he has been present around me?
Yes, that is because the veil is thinning or disappearing in many respects. And you are finding that as this veil continues to drop, and we're saying now the veil that is dropping within your mind, it is already dropped. It is already no longer there. You see, just as Lady Nada has said, there is no veil. But in your mind, in your programming, it is still there. So you are finding more and more that this veil is not there, just as there is no spoon from the movie The Matrix, you see? So you are going to find more and more that there will be openings in this, that you will experience the other side, you might say. There will be glimpses here and there, just as there have been for some time, but they are going to increase. So those loved ones of yours that have moved to the other side, you will begin to, if it is necessary for them to do so, you will find that they are able to communicate with you more here. So yes, the answer is directly yes, you are experiencing this, and you will continue to experience this more if there is a need for it.
Thank you so much.
Hello, one who serves. I have a question.
Yes.
I was listening to channeling from Saint Germain, and he was speaking about the law of elimination, and I was wondering if you could speak to that a little bit.
Law of elimination in what respect here?
I think it was in regards to the wars that are going on in the world, especially Syria. And he was asking us to give permission. I didn't quite understand that. For light beings and the galactics and all to help stop these senseless. Oh yeah, it was human on human violence. To stop human on human violence.
Stop human violence?
Human on human, where humans are just hurting each other senselessly.
Yes. Well, certainly there is a law, you might say, a universal law, that one cannot go against another. There is that is against the golden rule in all of this respect. And there is never a point where you can harm another without harming yourself. You see, those that harm another in any respect are simply hurting themselves in the long run. That is the judge not lest ye judge yourself. And notice we say here, judge yourself, not to be judged. You are never to be judged. You are only to judge yourself. So that is the law that you are speaking of, the elimination of all that is one against another, because that can never be, because how can you go against another if you are already one, you see?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
I have a question, one who serves.
Yes.
My name's Laura. I'm asking, is it beneficial for us to send a blast of light to the higher consciousness of the cabal? Would that be more beneficial?
What you do is you send the light and let it go. You do not necessarily need to direct it. At times you can if you want to, but send the light, let it go. Do not be concerned about the results. Pray for them, love them, whatever it is that you need to do. But send it and let it go. Let it be. Whatever it is.
Thank you.
And whoever it would be for, whether it is animal or people or whatever it is, send the light, send the love, and then let it be. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, wonderful. Thank you.
I have another question. Please go first. Ladies first.
Thank you. This is Karen. What can you tell us about, for those of us that have the Rh negative blood type, and there's only maybe 10 to 15% of the population, and they're not quite sure where we came from. Can you shed any light on that?
In terms of what would you like to know here? Be more specific.
Anything would be helpful.
And in that case, we are going to stay very general here, but the Rh negative, that is what you are saying here, right?
Yes, and they're not sure where or why just such a small percent of the population is Rh negative, lacking that rhesus monkey factor.
Is because those of you come from a certain system predominantly, and you have come here for a purpose. You have come here to bring certain energies here. We cannot go directly too much into this, but you are a smaller portion, you might say, of the population here because of the energies that you bring into the planet. Has nothing to do with your science or anything of this nature, that at least the science that yet knows of any of this. And you are here bringing this energy to the planet as a particular section, you might say, of more than this, we cannot give at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to serve. It's Anthony again.
Yes.
We've recently received some information regarding earth changes, tectonic movement, and quote-unquote sloshing around of the seas in the next few years globally. And we've even been advised to move inland. What is your view on this information?
Much of this is part of the old fear-mongering here, you might say, bringing the fear forward and keeping you in that fear, keeping you in that three-dimensional programming to be in fear, to think that you need to move to a certain section of the country or the world because then you will be safe. That is something that will be given to you directly if it is necessary. We can tell you, though, as a whole, at this point, there is no reason for a mass evacuation, which at one time was part of your timeline, was going to happen. There were going to be many that were going to be taken up into the ships, if not all, across the planet. And this is no longer the case. This is part of the old timeline, old programming here, and the continuing of bringing about fear that you need to move to a certain section here or a certain area. Okay?
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yes, Winnie, sirs, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, James had a question about President Trump, if the person who agreed would like to ask that now.
That was me. Go ahead. I'm the one originally brought it up.
Yeah, I think Norma.
It's me. I have that rant.
Go ahead.
I know that you said before that Trump is of the light and he's actually even a higher being. And he's done marvelous things and for us. And I'm accepting that on faith because we've had no transparency or truth about that. But what I can't come to terms with is how he's acting out now on his tweets with his name calling and all the pain he's causing with immigration. And his last speech in front of CPAC kept screaming at people that they're taking away the Second Amendment and causing more fear and comparing people to things I don't want to even talk about. But he seems to be making things so much more divisive and hurtful. And I just have a hard time seeing him as someone as a savior person.
Before we go on to President Trump, we will speak about President Obama and his particular role that he played. He played one against another. He played the middle road here. He played the point where he can bring down those areas around him, those things that were going on and bringing it to the forefront. He appeared in many cases to be of darkness. But he was almost always of the light. Of course, he was human. He had his own frailties in this. And at times, he was swayed one way or the other against his will, against his wanting. But in the long run, again, it was all part of the orchestration that he brought many changes to the not only to this country, but across the planet here in many cases. Now, to go forward here, there is the one that cannot be bought here. There is the one, the President Trump now, that is the one that was seen as the downfall by those of the cabal, those of the forces of darkness. They could not control this one, and they knew this going in. And this one has come forward, is part of the orchestration, certainly, is being directed and guided most definitely by those of higher forces here, those of what you call the Alliance, those of the Galactics. He is very much involved here, and he is doing everything that he can to continue to bring down the curtain around those of the cabal,
to bring it down, to put them out of the play, out of the movie, out whatever you want to call it here, bringing the curtain down on them, you see? If you were using the idea of the Wizard of Oz, the cabal is the one, the wizard behind the curtain, the one you do not pay any attention to. That is what they always wanted, you see? But now they have been brought forward. They have been shown up and brought into the light. And they do not like the light. And they shy away from this. So they are now, the curtain is being drawn down around them, and they are being exposed. And this one, President Trump, is doing the exposing. And those around him, of course, that surround him and work with him, are doing everything they can to what you call, and what he called, the draining the swamp. And this is very important, because there must be the ending of the old before the new can come in. You see? So he is the one that was appointed, and he was appointed for this. And he chose it. He allowed for this to happen. And he is the one that is bringing the everything down around the cabal here, as he can, as much as he can. Now, of course, just as the President Obama, this one is also a human being. He has his own frailties. He has those personality conflicts within him that continue to encourage him in one way or another. And this sometimes flies against the wills and the understandings of a large number of people out there, the population. But overall, he is the one that is bringing all of this down.
So the problem, confusion I'm having, is separating that, what he's, the good stuff he's doing, from his personality, which is so offensive in his tweets and language.
It is only offensive to you if you allow it to be, if you are attached to it. Do not be attached to whatever it is. Look beyond this. See the forest through the trees. You are only looking at the trees at the edge of the forest now. See the entire forest through the trees, and see this one as the one that is continuing the process of bringing all of this down, bringing the old programming, the old paradigm down, so the new paradigm can be born here, so that you can literally move into the new dawn.
Thank you.
There's another question that came in from David in the phone audience.
Yes.
He says that Kryon also described a brief history of the Pleiadians, as at one point in time they had free will, but they became quantum beings, which explained the glowing arrow ships in the sky. Will we lose or retain our free will after ascension? And are we becoming galactic humans and quantum beings like the Pleiadians after ascension?
You will continue to have your freedom, your sense of freedom, your free will, certainly. You are in a free will zone. We are all in that zone. And we all have freedom of will here to do whatever it is. And that certainly will not end after ascension. As a matter of fact, it will be even more so after that. So no concern about that. You will continue to be yourself and be a greater self within yourself, if that makes any sense to you. For you will be then fully aligned with your higher God self.
I have a question.
Yes.
Will it be safe for us to exchange our currencies at what is called redemption centers?
You are speaking here in terms of the old paradigm, and under the old paradigm, the answer to that would be no. But under the new paradigm, after the cabal has been removed from the situation, you will not have to be concerned about that. But as long as they are still continuing to be in a control type of
situation, then there is a reason for concern here. But that is why it has not been released. That is why you do not have it yet. Because if it were released now before the cabal has been curtailed completely, then it would be a concern, certainly.
Thank you.
Hello, One Who Serves. I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, this is Michelle. I wanted to know if we're not yet having the experiences of seeing ships, even though I do try to keep affirming, you know, that I want to have eyes, or that I have eyes that see and ears that hear, and doing my meditations, and I'm not having the remembrances yet. Does it just mean that I haven't raised my vibration enough, or is it sometimes just that I'm not supposed to know these things yet for some reason?
There are happenstances where certain ones are given this understanding, this remembrance, these indications that they are a part of that expression that is showing themselves to them. But there are many across the planet, more than you can imagine, of course, that are not being able to see these things, would want to, but are not seeing them. There are many that have come forward and speak about these things all the time, or your various intel sources, or the ones that are bringing these sources forward here, such as your Wilcock and those types, that have not seen them themselves for the most part, you see? So it does not matter necessarily where your vibrations are at the point, although if you are in the higher vibrations, you are more likely at that point to be able to see through the veil and see those instances that you are looking for.
Okay, so it's not necessarily that I need to do something other than continue, you know, what I'm doing and try and raise my vibration as much as possible and be open to it. It's sometimes it's just timing.
That is correct. It will happen as it needs to.
Well, thank you. That helps me to release this pressure of feeling like I'm doing something wrong or I'm blocked or something. So thank you.
Yes.
And that's One Who Serves. I'll say, go right ahead.
In regards to the question that was just asked, she was also asking about, you know, remembrance, remembering who you are and everything. Not just the seeing part of it. So is that all hold true for remembering, too, that
yes.
It could just be a timing type of...
That is correct, yes.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. This is so deep and intimate. Thank you, One Who Serves. Last week and the week before, just the answers to our questions are so awakening. Thank you so much. I was just listening, and I heard... there's a sense of balance between consciousness that we're doing and action. A lot of consciousness and a lot of action and just let it be. The universe is bringing it. It's all orchestrating, but there's a sense of balance. Is that something that as we master these energies, we're headed?
Absolutely. As you continue to rise in vibration, rise in consciousness, you will achieve a balance across the planet, a balance within yourself and a balance outside of yourself. You will understand this more as you move through this transition and you begin to see the effects of the changes that are happening, which are leading toward the bringing of balance here. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I have a question.
Release channel here. One more question, and then we release channel.
Thank you. This is Gina. Hi, One Who Serves. I had a dream this week, a few days ago. Starting to have dreams again. And in my awakening end of the dream, I heard my own voice say, "I am dying," just very peaceful. And it didn't put any fear across me. I just, you know, sat up and thought about the words, and to myself, within my own consciousness, I felt that it was saying to me that my old self is the one that is dying, and my new self to arise and to come forth, because that's what I've been asking for quite a while now. Can you confirm for me if that is what I felt?
Exactly as you are saying, yes. There is nothing more that we can add that you are not already knowing here.
Thank you, one who serves. God bless you.
Now we are ready to release channel here. And but before we do, we are planning for many activities, many experiences. Better word here is experiences for your next advance. But as has been given, we are holding back in some ways because we need to ascertain, you might say, when the time is closer as to what has occurred in your paradigm here, your three-dimensional paradigm that has now moved more and more into the higher vibrations of the fourth and even into fifth-dimensional paradigm. And as you continue to do this, it will change and shift those experiences that we are planning. But certainly one of the experiences is the one that has already been given, and that will occur no matter what. And that is the anointing of each and every one of you that is a part of this process at that point, anointing each and every one of you with the what has been called the Holy Spirit previously, but can be considered the source within you. And that anointing for you then to go out and share the light, spread the light. But you will have, as a result of this experience, you will have the power behind you, the power of the source within you behind you, to assist you and guide you in knowing the words to say, in knowing the actions to take when the situation arises. Because you are our emissaries. You are even, you can be considered, you are going to be disciples here. Not only this group, certainly, there are many groups such as this that are working in similar ways as this. But you are the emissaries, or will be the disciples, those that will work with the discipline that is necessary to bring these things about. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti, love you.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.